Nativity scenes celebrating the birth of the baby Jesus have a long tradition in the Czech lands, dating back to 1560, when the first such scene was introduced here by the Jesuits at their college, the Clementinum, across from the Charles Bridge in Prague. Records of the nativity scene were lost, so we will never be sure what it really looked like. But it is fairly safe to assume the scene included traditional elements, including a grotto, the original manger, farm animals, and baby Jesus himself. The scene, called Bethlehem in Czech, after Bethlehem, inspired countless copies at churches and monasteries throughout the Czech lands. Following the defeat of Czech Prussian forces in the early 17th century, the Jesuits used the nativity scene as a re-Catholicization motif, and eventually portable nativity scenes came into fashion, with monks traveling across the country introducing villagers to the life of Christ. The tradition caught on, although it would be transformed. When Emperor Joseph II moved against the church in the 18th century, the nativity scene moved from spiritual sites into people's homes. Banning nativity scenes actually raised demand, and craftsmen who originally made their living creating scenes for the church turned to satisfying secular customers instead. Eventually, owning your own Bethlehem became an important status symbol, at first reserved only for the nobility, and later on, burghers' families. František Valena, a Czech specialist on nativity scenes and the head of an association on the craft, explains how deep-rooted the tradition is.
Betlemářské regiony jsou takové oblasti, kde se to betlemářství, to znamená scénický...
There are some areas in the Czech Republic where nativity scene manufacture has been a tradition for centuries. Places like Třebíč, Třešť, Příbram, Ústí nad Orlicí, Králíky. These villages had their own craftsmen, for example woodcarvers. In Třešť they made clock cases, and from that it was only a small step to carving figures for nativity scenes. The tradition exists in these areas to this day. If you, for example, visit Třebíč and ask who you should visit, they'll send you to homes where they have amazing collections, 6 meters long and 2 meters high, with dozens of life-size figures. You'll be greeted at the door and offered a shot of something to warm up. That's how it is. During Advent, dozens of tourists pass through to have a look, and believe me, it's worth it. The nativity scenes are beautiful.
Historically, too, materials vary from region to region. Nativity scenes can be flat, painted and cut on paper, or they can be made from dough or carved from wood. And that's not all.
Ty třešti používají kořeny, které byly z řeky nebo z potoka, a z těch udělají krajinu.
In Třešť, they used tree roots fished out from the streams, twisted roots to create a romantic and dramatic Alp-like background, which they top with moss to create the peaks. Then they set the figures all around. You find yourself in the middle of Bethlehem.
Takže tam přijdete, abyste uprostřed Bethlehema.
But were there any other elements that could be described, strictly speaking, as Czech, given that nativity scenes in Europe were historically so widespread?
V Evropě je to betlemářství samozřejmě taky pěstovaný, ale to je spíš tak jako záležitost.
You can find nativity scene traditions all over Europe, notably in German-speaking countries. But they're different. In the German-speaking countries, they are much more deeply rooted in clerical ritual. There, the tradition is more religious. What's special about the Czech tradition is its folk aspect. The Czech tradition features a much more personal creativity. We, too, have baby Jesus, the been married, Joseph, but that's not all. We also have dozens of gift-bearers, craftsmen, various aunts and uncles, and so many animals they practically spill over. Also typical for the Czech tradition, as seen in Příbram's nativity scenes, is that at least one-third, and up to half of any scene, is taken up by the backdrop of the medieval town. Then you have pastures, and only then the little people below. I would say these aspects are very Czech.
Takže to je takový typicky český.
Kde je to, co to slyším za hlas, něco volá na nás.
Until the 19th century, nativity scenes were one of the main symbols of Christmas, although from the 19th century onwards they had to vie increasingly with the Christmas tree. Despite its eventually being pushed into the background, František Valena says nativity scene building experienced a golden age between World Wars I and II. Since he is a collector himself, he is often on the lookout for nativity scenes from this period or even earlier. And he's come across some unique samples in his time.
Byly dvě dcery, pan táta měl nějakou továrnu na látky nebo co, pořídil si velké šestimetrový...
I once got a nativity scene that I realized had been cut in half by circular saw from an old lady. Her sister had the other half. It was the only way they could divide it after their father's death. But neither ever used their half, since only one had the baby Jesus, and you couldn't very well cut him in two, so the nativity scene just wasted away. Then I persuaded the sister to donate the remaining part, so I could restore it. After 40 years of being split in two, the scene came together again.
How does František Valena, a stage designer and artist by profession, feel about restoring historic pieces?
Potom je to to, že jsem výtvarník, jsem scénograf. To je vlastně scénografická záležitost. To je.
A lot of people are happy just to get rid of their nativity scenes. A lot of them are in dreadful shape and they've got them somewhere up in the attic and never take them out. For me, there's nothing more rewarding than restoring historic pieces, putting together the characters' little broken heads, their snapped-off legs and hands. Restoring an old nativity scene, one has to conform to the author's original intentions, and I'm happy with that. Under such circumstances, I can relax.
Který někomu poslouží, a to mě hrozně těší. U toho si odpočím.
Opa se mnou šla k Betlému, já jsem slyšel, z odlohy, když hla slyšel.
Prague's Municipal Museum traditionally displays Czech nativity scenes throughout the Advent, and this year is no exception. Mr. Valena has lent many samples from his own collection, mostly pieces from the late 19th and early 20th century. Walking through the exhibit, one gets a glimpse of forgotten Christmases from so long ago, a small part of now forgotten lives, aspirations, and dreams. Baby Jesus, Ježíšek in the manger, the animals carved or painted in folksy innocence remain. In a small way, too, part of Czech history.
That report by Jan Velinger. And it brings us to the end of today's program here on Radio Prague. From myself, Ian Willoughby, and all the team here, thanks for listening, goodbye, and take care.